podcast is brought to you by Inventory, who are renowned for their global leadership in intelligent inventory management solutions. They specialise in providing comprehensive supply chain solutions that optimise inventory management and asset tracking. Whether you are looking to increase productivity, reduce costs, or change your processes through digital transformation, Inventory can help. Their solutions range from industrial vending and point-of-use reordering to van fleet stock control. These are all supported by integrated cloud-based software. We hope you enjoy this podcast. In this podcast, your host, Rebecca Harding, and the CEO of Inventory, Dean Henry, talk to Pat O'Brien, General Manager at Rexel Industrial Solutions. We discuss intelligent inventory management and industrial vending, looking at the advantages for both distributors and manufacturers. Hi, Pat. Hi, Dean. How are you?
Hi, Rebecca. Very good, thank you.
Likewise, Rebecca. Thanks very much.
Oh, what's it like over there in Limerick then?
Well, this morning, unfortunately, Rebecca, it's exactly the same as it is most of the year. It's overcast and raining.
No.
We're expecting summer to come in about 1 or 2 days' time for a week.
Yeah, and that'll be it. That's the grand total. And what about Solihull?
It's actually not too bad in Solihull at the moment. You know, tennis might be on the agenda for later. It's a sunny afternoon, so it's very pleasant. Thank you, Rebecca.
Oh, very nice. So come on, Pat. Now, you have been at Rexel for 45 years. I couldn't believe it when I read that. Will the company actually fall if you ever leave? Are you propping it up single-handedly?
I can answer that question straight away if you, Rebecca. I'm fully confident it won't. It'd probably do better. The reason I'm with the company for 45 years is I'm totally unambitious. Like, you know, I have no ambition at all. Why would you work with Rexel for 45 years? No, listen, I suppose seriously, yeah, in December 78, there was a company established in a small village in Limerick called Ballineety, and it was called GWS Equipment. And there was three people involved in it at that time, and I was one of those. Today, we have 150 people full-time employed in the company. But back then, I started off within the company and I progressed along. And basically, I've been in every different department of the business. I've been in the warehouse. I was purchasing manager. I was stores manager. I was sales manager. I was sales director. And now I'm general manager for my sense. So I suppose really, it's like my third child.
Well, yeah, it sounds like it. And it's always so good to have done all the different jobs because then no one can say you don't understand, which I've learned that over my years of business. So tell me about the current sort of work that you're doing and the clients that you've got.
Again, I suppose our business has evolved over the years. When we started off originally, we were just a commodity provider of PPE, protective clothing and safety equipment. I suppose the one thing that we always looked at as a business was we needed to evolve with the type of industry as well. So over the years, it went from your general PPE to your electronics, where we used to deal with people like Dell and Wang Computing. And they introduced, ranges of products that we were never familiar with before, like static control, static sensitive products and clean room. And we went from there then, and the business evolved into here in Ireland. The pharmaceutical business is one of the biggest sectors that we have in the country, albeit a small country. Most of the major multinational pharmaceutical companies have a presence here in Ireland. So we got involved in supplying all those companies then as well. So that's the main segment of the business at the moment.
I mean, over that time, you've been there, as I say, 45 years. You must have seen things change hugely in the way that you deliver your supplies and the way you help your clients. So obviously now everybody's moving much more towards automated approaches to everything digital, having data at their fingertips. So how did you sort of move to getting involved with the Venturi's technology, and how do you feel that's helped your clients and your delivery?
Again, just I suppose to put some background to that and how it evolved is that we see the business itself going into these big multinational manufacturers that they look to streamline their supply chain management. And one of the companies that acquired GWS over the years was a company called Hagemeyer. And Hagemeyer were a Dutch company, but a large presence in the States. And that was back in the 2000s, early 2000s. And in the States in early 2000s, they looked seriously at integration. That's the full integrated supply chain service. And we actually took that up here in Ireland and probably took it up at a very, very early stage. And the main reason for that is we recognized that a lot of the big multinational manufacturers that were based in the States or came from the States had a presence here in Ireland, that they'd understand the whole process. So the service that we offered was vendor managed inventory, which is VMI. And it's a case of how can you manage that as lean as possible? And the introductory offer that we would normally go with was we would supply an agreed range of products, manage it on a week-to-week basis. And that was done manually. And that took a lot of time.
Yeah, I can imagine.
It also didn't have the visibility of what was used on a day-to-day basis. So really, we were doing a very, very good job. The customer was very, very happy. But the customer didn't know what they actually used until one day, at the end of the month, every month. And there's where we looked at and we contacted Dean in relation to inventory, in relation to how can we give the customer more visibility, real time, of the products that they use. And that was the key for myself and Dean getting very much involved over the years and building up a very, very good, strong working relationship.
So, Pat, can you explain to me how you actually put the system in place with your clients?
A transition plan is normally drawn up, Rebecca, in relation to how we actually implement. I'll give you an example in relation to a particular customer. A customer would have consumable items, and those items can be PPE, or they can be MRO that use on a regular basis. The criteria for ourselves, as in Rexel, to provide a product in VMI is very basic in that we need to have it turning at least a minimum of 4 times in a year. So if an item is turning 4 times, we will then take that into VMI, which means that we will take ownership of that product. We will ensure that the customer has stock on site at all times. And that could be in a single central stores, or it could be at multiple points of use. We then ensure continuity of supply by maintaining in our DC, and we have 3 DCs. We have 1 in Limerick, we have 1 in Cork, and we have 1 in Dublin, so we can service the whole of Ireland. So we then in turn hold a minimum of 3 months stock for those customers. So there is a profile of product agreed. That could be 300-400 SKUs. There is a min-max level agreed in that the customer will tell us how much they would use normally on a day-to-day basis. We then, we say, calculate the stock that needs to be held on site and the replenishment dates. And what I can say then is after maybe 3 or 4 months of that being in place, we can actually tell the customer what their usage is a lot more accurately than the customer could tell us originally. And what we do then is we would have that profile. We would set the profile up on smart stores in the cloud. So it's a profile of the product name, the product code, the description and the unit of issue. And that then is uploaded onto the scanners. The operators and the people that are allowed to use it would have their own ID that they would enter into the scanners, so that when they would go to a location, they would go to location, put in their ID, scan the product out, take what they want. In the background, we then also automatically receive a replenishment order from the system. So we know that that particular customer in a given day used X amount of product. We don't have to go to the actual customer site, which, going back to the sustainability part of the opportunity. So we don't have to go to the site. We automatically get a report of what's been used and we replenish that. So the idea there is that the stock on site is all owned by Rexel until the customer actually uses it, and they're only invoiced at month end for what they use.
And all the equipment, that all the intelligent solutions and the equipment that you use to monitor this is all provided by inventory, and you provide that to the client at no cost.
Free of charge, yes. It's built into the service.
No, that's excellent. What have you seen in terms of your clients? What's the feedback been in terms of using this kind of equipment? Have they actually achieved what you set out to achieve, or have there been other things that have come out of it that you think have been hugely beneficial for your clients?
Yes, the answer to the question is yes, that we say the clients themselves got a huge benefit from it, in that they could, number one, allocate spend by cost center. So that was something that it couldn't do before. So if you had a single point of storage for the VMI, we could have maybe 6 different production lines moving stock out of that location for each of those. At the end of the month, they would get 1 invoice and they had no idea which cost center spend what value and what they actually used. By using the system, particularly either the vending or smart stores, which is the one that we really promote, they not alone know how much each cost center used, who actually used the product, what time they took it, they can split it down by shift. We are now gone to the stage we can actually split the usage of product by batch that the actual customer manufactures. I can give you, for instance, there's one particular customer in the Midlands where their night shift was actually using more product than their actual day shift. And they did an analysis of that to get an understanding as to why. And there was a genuine reason for that, in that there was a cleaning process in between the two shifts and a product that was actually being disposed of when actually, if the product was taken in a timely fashion, they would have actually eliminated that. So they actually did a root cause analysis of that, and they saved themselves a lot of money by doing that.
That's really clever, isn't it? It's just such a simple thing, but the kits allowed them to see that and find that problem. So it's great, isn't it?
It's a simple thing, but it's actually having the technology and obviously, as well as that, the ease of using it. Because all the items and anything that you introduce to any client, if it's difficult to use, cumbersome to use, likewise, we also had to take into consideration the generation that we were introducing it to. A lot of the people working on these sites were of the older generation. Smartphones were, you know, let's be honest, weren't as popular back then when we introduced inventory, and people didn't have the same technical wherewithal. But now we see it's different, and they're actually looking for more information from the system and using it actually more to their benefit.
That's really interesting. So, Dean, come on, I know you woke up when you were 5 and thought, I know what I want to do when I grow up. I'm going to invent an entire range of intelligent industrial vending equipment. So how did you see it benefiting manufacturers and distributors? What was your vision when you came up with it all?
I was working for a distributor myself at the time, and I was in electrical wholesaling, and I was looking for ways of helping my customers. And I sort of scanned the market in the US and noticed that, in particularly in healthcare, there were cabinets that were intelligent. They were mainly sort of button-operated cabinets. I developed a weight sensor bin in the early 90s and thought that actually if I put that behind a closed door, we could have access control on the cabinet, and you truly digitizing the inventory, because you, rather than it being transactional, you're actually physically measuring what's in a location, so you know that exactly what's there all of the time. And more than that, obviously, if you're controlling access, you're controlling what goes to a user, what goes to a job number, and automatically reordering it on suppliers like Pat's business. So it sort of tied the end manufacturer with the distributor and made a warm relationship warmer and improved the process management significantly and reduced a lot of cost, which obviously is a big driver in business. So the return on investment is really important for both the distributor and the end user. So vending, you know, reduces consumption, it improves compliance. You can get a complete audit trail on the personal protection equipment by user, making sure that people are using the right PPE for their roles and using enough of the PPE, changing it often enough. It allows things like monitoring productivity and that type of thing as well on MRO consumables. But the big thing for, if you like, tying the supply chain together is the automated reordering piece.
Right. Yeah.
Distributors like Rexel, they manage that last mile really well with this technology. So it gives them that visibility to manage that last mile at point of use.
So, I mean, one of the things that businesses everywhere at the moment are really battling with is digital transformation. I mean, it's just one of those massive buzzwords and everyone's going, I've got to do it. And most people don't actually know what it is or how or what they're supposed to be doing. But they just know they've got to show the shareholders they've done something and their managers that they've done something as well, and that they've braced AI and they haven't got their head stuck in the sand. But there's been a lot of reports that people are very dissatisfied in business because they've been trying to do these sort of digital transformation exercises and they're not seeing return on the investment, they're very slow to implement, and they're proving very difficult to actually do in reality. Do you feel that what the two of you are doing in terms of automated inventory is actually helping manufacturers with this digital transformation exercise?
I think so, because I think it's a bite-sized piece, if you like. A distributor like Rexel, and with our technology, that sort of partnership together going into a manufacturer provides something that you can get your arms around. It's not too big to implement. It's manageable. And the return on investment is very significant, very quick. And it improves the processes and compliance really quickly.
Right. What do you think, Pat? Do you agree?
Yeah, 100% agree. Not alone are our customers looking to transition to more digital solutions, but we as a company, Rexel, are very much driven to do that as well. So being an integrator can be a very manual, and originally was a very manual process, in that you're operating on probably two different systems at a minimum. You're working on our own system, and you're also working on the customer system. And transitioning the data from one to the other and doing that digitally is a major improvement, and it's a plus. So for ourselves, and the other benefit we say for inventory, it's a cloud-based system. It's a standalone cloud-based system. And in the current climate, one of the big obstacles and challenges is cybersecurity.
Yes.
Cybersecurity, and you're trying to interface any system with a customer system, and you're dealing with big multinational companies that are very reluctant to leave anybody interface with their system. We can actually provide an integrated system on a standalone basis. So we do all the work for them. We can monitor their usage on a day-to-day basis. We can replenish the stocks remotely, and we can actually process our invoices remotely and electronically as well for the customer. So we do, by the use of inventory and our cloud-based system, we provide a digital solution.
Well, and also, I suppose, and correct me if I'm wrong, but having that cloud-based system also enables you to be very quick in implementing the whole process and introducing all the equipment, because you haven't actually got to have all those sign-offs of integrating with the software in the business, just as you said. So it's very fast to get those results and put everything in place.
Yeah, and that was, we see, one of the challenges, and we see it's actually becoming more and more of a challenge in that because of the concerns with cybersecurity. But we have, and we see using inventory, we have managed to get over that challenge.
So, Pat, one of the things that I have to deal with is a lot of accountants for my sins, I think, probably more than's probably healthy. But one of the things that I'm very aware of is they're always looking for ways to achieve financial improvement. And the one thing that having that kind of data allows you to do is to look at your finances, look at where you're losing money and improve things. Do you feel that your approach to inventory management has cut costs and helped management teams by giving them access to that real-time data?
You have the real-time data, Rebecca, but you also have the stock as well. So if we take it from, and you have two segments of the business here, you have the Rexel business, which is actually making sales through the selling of product. And then you have, obviously, the inventory business providing a solution for us to do that and do it much better than what we could ourselves. So if give you an idea, we see Rexel at the moment, our annual turnover is around 90 million. Of that 90 million, there's 24 million in VMI. That's a lot of product annually. You're talking about 3,000 SKUs that we manage, and we manage all those in inventory. And the principle of the VMI in the consignment solution means that it's the reduction of total cost of ownership for the customer. So if our customers were to manage this themselves, they would be managing, on average, maybe 200 to 300 vendors themselves on a daily basis, a weekly basis. They would be receiving invoices from those. So their finance department would be receiving invoices from those people. And if I give you a, for instance, on top of that, during COVID and all the contingency plans that people had to put in place, to do that as a non-integrator or a customer that didn't have an integrator in place, they would have to contact every one of their vendors and get an understanding of what contingency those people had. For somebody like ourselves, it was a single phone call that covered 300 to 400 vendors. And we could tell them exactly what was happening in relation to the marketplace. Likewise, then, in relation to the actual stocks, the customers, they only pay for the stock that they use, even though we would have the stock on the site for them. So they have the benefit of eliminating long lead times. They have the benefit and the comfort factor of knowing that the stock is ready at point of use. And they also have the comfort factor that we're only going to pay for what we use. And what Inventory does in smart stores and the vending solutions provides the customer with the data to say, this is what we used on a given day, in a given month, and they can actually marry that up and reconcile their monthly invoices. We also do a consolidated invoice, which means instead of getting multiple invoices in the month, we provide our customer with one invoice covering their entire usage for the month.
Yeah, that's very helpful. Like the idea of 200 to 300 suppliers just gives me a headache thinking about it. Trying to deal
with that. That goes to your innovation, your digital, all that. It all feeds into that. But you can't do that unless the customer is comfortable that they're getting the right information, there's the right controls in place, because they are talking about lots of capital being tied up. So we can free all that capital. But they have to make sure that there is securities and there are processes in place to ensure that they're getting exactly what they're paying for.
No, that's very helpful. So, Dean, I mean, one of the other big issues that everybody's having to face at the moment is just getting good people. I know I've struggled with that as well. How does the approach that you use for automated inventory management help keep skilled workers on the job when you can't get enough of them?
Vending particularly reduces walk-around time. So if you can imagine things like personal protection equipment and fast-moving MRO consumables at point of use, either in white center vending solutions or we do carousels as well, they're actually dotted around the site strategically at point of use, at point of work, so that the walk-around time is reduced significantly. So I'll give you an example. We had a dockyard that's got several thousand people on site. We saved them 456,000 20-minute journeys a year, which equated to £2.8 million worth of savings per annum, just in walk-around time alone. So, and that's the sort of ROI that these businesses, particularly, obviously the larger businesses get a bigger ROI, but even in small businesses, the ROI is very significant.
Yeah, no, that is a massive amount of money to save.
One thing to add to that, Rebecca, to Dean's point as well, is that it also, we've introduced using the inventory solutions, let it be vending or even particularly smart stores, it's non-manned stores opportunities. So going back, and even some companies still may be operating this way in that they may have two or three people manning and engineering stores or managing a PPE stores with the solutions that we can offer them. They don't need anybody there. Everybody checks their own product out, either scanning it out using smart stores or using the vending solution. So we can offer solutions that will reduce the amount of manpower required, free up people to do other more productive things within the customer's site. So that's a major benefit and also hits the resource side of it as well.
No, I can really see that. So, Pat, I mean, you've worked with PPE for years, but obviously over the last few years, it's become even more important with COVID and everything that's happened. So how does automated vending help with PPE on site?
It's consumption is the main benefit. And again, going back over the years and the processes was items were readily available for people to take as they wanted. Rebecca, anytime when you're talking to people on consumables, and we deal with the PPE, we also deal with consumable items, but for argument's sake, you come to the Christmas period in December, and if you have batteries freely available, or scissors, or sellotape, or any kind of adhesive tape, come Christmas time, you will see the usage dramatically increase, right? And the problem was that was recognized. We said, okay, look, we can live with that. The other area, which is, you know, people take product and they squirrel it away in their own production floor areas with the best intention of the world, basically to have it there when I need it. But the unfortunate thing about that is somebody else may need it in another area of the plant, and nobody knows that this guy has it in his drawer. So the idea of the vending eliminates all that. So what it does equates to roughly about 20% reduction in usage by just having controls. And it doesn't stop the user using the product that they need to use. It doesn't have any major influence on what they use or how they use. They have free access to the product. All it means is they're that little bit more careful when they're taking it. They say, listen, I'm only taking one. I only need one. If I need something else, I'll come back and get it. So that's the major benefit for it.
Yeah, I could see that with all sorts of uses, actually. You know, biscuits around the office. Keep the chocolate at Christmas lots up.
Yeah, same thing.
Did you do a domestic version?
I'm sure Dean will come up with something like that.
The fact that Rexel can remotely monitor the inventory as well and make sure the inventory is always there is a big thing, particularly around PPE, because it obviously if somebody can't wear the PPE and it's not there, they can't do the job. So it affects productivity. So making sure that the right PPE is in the right place for the right people at the right time is something that can be done with vending and a good distributor like Rexel.
Yeah, I know. I can completely see that. And did it take you a long time to learn how to say that? I don't think I could get that.
It took me a long time to learn that, yeah.
Practicing that, yeah.
I can go back at a previous question you asked, Dean, that he never really grew up. And that's for definite. He hasn't grown up. He's still only a kid, like, you know.
Thank you, Pat. Thank you. I'm staying young just to keep you in check, Pat. Yes,
you know. But I thought you were only 30, Dean. That's what you told me.
And he has a full head of hair, not like me.
We don't know from on Zoom whether he's wearing a toupee or not, Pat.
Pat, yours has grown back since you started dealing with us. You've got less stress these days.
Yeah, and I suppose one of the areas, guys, that people need to be aware of as well, and it's very valuable, is that the system, because it's cloud-based, the maintenance and any issues in relation to it is just a phone call away. We would, and on occasions, have times that we say the hardware may cause problems, and normally it's caused because they're all linked through Wi-Fi, and it may be a Wi-Fi issue based on the site. In saying that, if the system do go down, it will back up when it comes back on again, so people can operate the system with or without being online. And when it comes back online, it will reboot and update. The other area is adding and changing a flexibility. We can add SKUs to the line. We can change the unit of issue basically within minutes. For the customer, that's a key thing as well.
So, Dean, sustainability is the other big buzzword for manufacturers at the moment, not just in terms of their production process, but also the people who buy their products want to know that they're sustainably produced. So how does this sort of intelligent approach that Rexel and you bring to manufacturers help in that area?
I think the products is probably a question for Pat, but in terms of... Obviously, if you can optimize the inventory management and the supply chain, you're doing less journeys for a start off. And that's particularly, you know, prevalent with van stock management as well. So that, you know, what you don't want, you want the right materials on the vans so that they're not making trips to merchants to firefight. If you've got the right material on the van and it's optimized and they don't have stockouts on that repetitive inventory, they have the ability to do that first fix first time. And the same goes for stores. If the inventory is not there, somebody's got to make an emergency journey potentially, and you just don't want that. In terms of things like personal protection equipment, we've recently done something on weight sensor vending where we have a cabinet where somebody returns to one cabinet and it only lets them have access to the new PPE when they return the old PPE. So there's an increase in weight on one side of the cabinet, and when they shut that door, it then allows them into the other side of the cabinet to take their new PPE. So if you like, we're enforcing recycling, and that's quite a nice piece, I think, for sustainability as well.
Yeah, definitely. I could do with a version for my teenagers with their crisp packets, you know, that they have to actually put the used crisp packet in before they can take any more, not leave it on the sofa. But maybe you and I should have a conversation.
Yeah, it sounds there might be a product there, Rebecca.
Yeah, I think it's definitely in that. What do you think, Pat, though, about the sustainability and sort of environmental issues?
Yeah, digital and sustainability are the two big buzzwords at the moment. And sustainability is very much to the forefront. And Dean very kindly participated at an exhibition we had in Ireland just a month ago and fully focused on sustainability and sustainability through our supply chain partners. And basically what our supply chain partners are doing to support in their product range to support how our customers need to, the targets they need to hit. So in relation to the inventory and the service that we offered and the package that they have, Dean is 100% right. One of the major ones is the carbon footprint in relation to transport. So with the availability and the access and the real-time reporting, the customer can see exactly what they have. Dean mentioned their emergency deliveries. In our business, an emergency delivery could be something coming from the States, and that's air freight, and that is a fact. We would have, for instance, we see in one particular client where they use a particular type of seal, and the seal comes in a pack of 25. They're sold individually. They're expensive little seals. A guy in production needed some seals, so he went to the actual area, booked out the seals as one, but he took one pack of 25. To get a replacement of those seals, they would have to come from the Far East, and they were urgent, and that needed to be air freighted. And you're talking basically somebody getting this in a bag, getting on a plane and coming over to Ireland with it. That's so serious, because the lines are going to go down. And we were aware that we had provided the stock, so we went back in through inventory and through smart stores and the reporting system, and we could see who the last person actually took that product. We located him, and yeah, he had his seal that he wanted, but he also had the balance of the 24 in his drawer. So we eliminated the fact of somebody actually air freighting all those over. So having the information...
He just went, oops,
yeah,
sorry.
Exactly, yeah. Didn't think, you know. Great.
Yeah, no, they wouldn't, would you? Yes. You just chuck it in your drawer, don't think about
so,
it.
So that's just one instance, and we have numerous instances like that. So that is definitely a major help. Reducing the amount of product being used. I mentioned earlier 20% reduction. Having the traceability in relation to PPE, who got PPE, when they got PPE is a major benefit as well. So normally people are required, for arguments, to change their footwear at least twice a year. You would have people that would be taking advantage of that and maybe taking 3 and 4 pairs, whereas with the inventory we can actually have the names, when they got the product, how often they got the product, and that will reduce wastage on that as well.
Excellent. So can I just go back to the point that you were both in Ireland together? And I presume this was a very sober affair, was it? The two of you together.
But don't touch Guinness.
No, it just goes straight down.
And I want to know why I wasn't invited. That's what I want to know. Come on, give me an example, both of you, of where you, what's your best examples of where you've used this approach in a business context and how successful it's been?
Right. I'm not sure exactly the approach to take on that particular question, Rebecca, but for us, we see, and for me, we see initially, having somebody like Dean or one of Dean's team with us when we're talking to the customer is key. Now, we've been dealing with Dean and we're familiar with the product. Is it difficult to sell? No, it's not difficult to sell. We see the technical side of it, yes, by all means, but we leave that to the technical guys within inventory. But selling it, the actual concept and selling the whole, it's relatively straightforward. But getting it across with the support of the guys from inventory to a customer, being able to demo the system live using a laptop, being able to show the reporting structure is a major benefit. I would safely say that while we would instigate a lot of the inquiries initially ourselves, we would never be able to close out the orders without actually the support of inventory in one form or another, dealing directly with the customer.
You know, I mentioned the site earlier where we were saving a lot of walk around time, but on that site as well, we saved 600,000 a year in PPE consumption. And obviously that's an annual saving that's ongoing if that technology wasn't there. So that total saving on that site was something like 3.6 million a year. And that was just one site. We actually deal with three sites now. So the saving in that business was very significant. I think something that, developed over time was the fact that the technology was used by the distributors to, you know, and the original focus was to save money for the manufacturers and the distributors. But one thing that I think that's come out of this is that the technology, which is now more of a platform, and we've got lots of technology off it, it's a USP for the distributor to actually, it becomes a bit of an engine for growth for the distributor in that they can present technology that's different in the marketplace. They can implement that technology to save money, and it differentiates them from the competition. And I think that's something that's come out of the technology that I'm quite proud of, I think. Our distributors use it for gaining additional business against their competitors. And we have an exclusive agreement with Rexel in certain sectors. I think that strategic alliance piece is really powerful in front of a customer.
So I just want to say thank you so much for today, guys. That's been really helpful. I hope everybody's found this very useful. And if they want to get in touch with you to talk about having any of this kind of service, where should they get in touch with you?
Well, we see for ourselves, it's information at rexelindustrial.ie. Our website is rexelindustrial.ie, and we'd be delighted to take any inquiries or any questions that anybody would have.
And what about you, Dean?
Obviously, information's at www.inventory.co.uk. We're based in Blyth. Our contact details and telephone numbers are on the website, so we're always happy to come in and talk.
Thank you. And thanks very much for your time today.
Thank you very much, Rebecca.
Thanks, Rebecca. Thanks, Dean.
Cheers, Pat. Thank you.
We hope you've enjoyed this Inventory podcast, and thank you for listening. The ideas expressed in this podcast are personal opinions and should not be taken as professional advice, as every business is different. If you'd like to find out more about Rexel and what they offer businesses, please go to their website, rexelindustrial.ie. If you would like to discuss your needs with Inventory, then please do call UK 0800 779 7214 or visit their website, inventor-e.co.uk.